my misses this summer, as it turns out, is Kyren Williams. He's doing better than I expected. The reason why I was concerned was that he was coming off a 389-touch campaign, including the playoffs. And he topped out at 246 in college, actually in back-to-back years in college. And I thought that 389, or most of them were carries, I think about 350 or so were carries. It's a pretty heavy load for a running back. Many will regress, I'll put it that way, following a season like that. It's the usual for that to happen. Some are built differently. You know, the Derrick Henrys of the world can do it again and again more often than not. But it was unclear that Kyren Williams could do it. And so the better bet was to play the percentages and bet against him. He's done quite well, despite the fact that he's not a major pass catcher as a running back. He's solid, not major, but solid. And the fact that, you know, touchdowns, he's in a touchdown friendly offense when, honestly, I thought this preseason, I didn't think the Rams would be this good. If you did, congratulations. And I thought Blake Corum and the rookie Jaquez Hunter would, one of those two, probably more likely Corum, would get more involved in the offense and they would ease into a 1A, 1B role. That was my thinking. And that Kyren Williams as a bell cow didn't make sense. What I find really interesting is that last year in 14 of his, I think it was 16 games, he had at least 15 carries. That's what got him to 389, or I should say 15 carries in the, during the regular season. I think he did it in both postseason games. I'd have to check on that. But that was the norm for him. And I had him on my team. I mean, he was fantastic. So no complaints from me. I was just very wary of him entering this season. What I find really interesting is he started out that way in the opening weeks of the season. He was, I think he had like 55 carries in his first three games. He was on track to get close to the 400 that he had last year, you know, or at least 350, including the postseason. Instead, in eight of the last nine games, he's had less than 15 carries. And this comes on the heels of the news that most recently that head coach Sean McVay would like to keep Williams fresh for the playoffs. And I mentioned this in passing on the blog today, and I wanted to dive a little deeper with the podcast for a few minutes because I find that really interesting and because it seems that he's been keeping Kyren Williams fresh pretty much all year. After the first 3 weeks, something changed. You don't take a guy who has 389 touches, and then in the next season he has about 60 total, and you know 55 carries, about 60 total touches in the first three games, and then suddenly change course. Especially for a team as successful as the Rams, where they have very positive game scripts, and you would think that Kyren Williams would eat up more clock as a result. To have fewer carries in a very positive game script doesn't make much sense. If it were, you know, the Saints and Alvin Kamara or something like that, you could imagine a case where Kamara, in a perfect world, if he were still, you know, near prime Kamara, might be reduced somewhat if he wasn't the great pass catcher that he is. Okay, it's a terrible analogy. But if you've got a guy who's, you know, a modest pass catcher like Kyren Williams, you really need a positive game script to make it work. You need to also have goal line carries. Kyren Williams is getting those carries. He's getting the positive game script, but it's not resulting in more touches. So it doesn't have an impact in fantasy, which I find fascinating. He's threading the needle of success despite the fact that his touches are down compared to last year. He is producing more efficiently on a per touch basis. The big question is it sustainable? I mean, over the course, if you were to ask me if he did this for four straight seasons, eventually it would catch up to him. The touchdowns wouldn't be as reliable. And at some point he would be more inclined to get those, you know, 8 to 12 point games instead of the 12 to 16 point games. For now it's working. So I was wrong because I thought he would be overworked again. I thought he would be close to 400 touches over the course of the season, and that with that kind of workload, he would break down. There would be something, the soft tissue issue, whatever it would be, it would be something that would force the Rams to say, all right, we have these other two running backs. Blake Corum's ready to go. Let's just put Kyren Williams on ice. Let's get Corum in there and you know, wait until Williams is back to 100%. But if he's only getting 14, 13, 12 carries a game in 8 of the last 9 games, they're already kind of putting him on ice. I mean, he's a 1A who happens to be a pretty prolific scorer based on the number of touches he's getting. If you're in Dynasty, I think there's a modest concern because only because if he's doing this well with this number of touches and the Rams are doing this well, it is quite likely that next year he's not suddenly going to go back to close to 400 touches. That they have Corum, that have Jekas Hunter, and, you know, they could presumably get by on 250, 275 touches for Kyren Williams and still do fine. Aaron Jones was in a similar boat in Green Bay for years. I've mentioned this before. The Packers kept Aaron Jones' touches in check. And it was year after year after year. It was shocking how consistently he finished under, I think it was like 275 touches or 300 touches, whatever it was. He was staying fresh, essentially. Then he goes to the Vikings, gets overworked, and, you know, you see the results of it. So Kyren Williams, it's a really interesting case with Dynasty. I am, I guess, still processing what it means. It's fascinating that here's a guy who's doing better than expected in part because he's getting fewer touches than expected. It's counterintuitive, but it's worked this year. It just doesn't mean that it's sustainable, but if you have him, enjoy it while you can. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you tomorrow.